With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. When Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland presents the federal budget in the House of Commons later this afternoon, analysts anticipate a plan aimed at winning back support from frustrated Canadians. The government has revealed more of its plan than it has in the past, with several announcements leading up to today, promising billions in spending to build new homes, beef up the military, and expand childcare. The biggest question today is how it plans to pay for it. Ahead of today's federal budget, new data from Stats Canada shows a slight increase in the inflation rate. It was 2.9% last month, up a tenth of a percentage point from February. The increase was fueled mostly by higher gas prices. Those went up 4.5% from a year ago because of cuts in production and uncertainty around the world. At the grocery store, inflation on food grew by 1.9%, and mortgage interest rate costs climbed over 25%. Housing starts were down 8% in Windsor last month, the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation says. While construction started on more single detached homes, fewer multi-unit projects got underway. Just 22 of those compared to 34 a year ago. Housing starts were down across Ontario and across the country by 5 and 16%. Windsor police credit tips from the public for identifying an alleged porch pirate in Walkerville. That was on Chilver Road between Brant and Assumption Street back on April 9th. Police were looking for a woman, and they made an arrest this morning on Olette Avenue. The 35-year-old is charged now. And if last week's solar eclipse piqued your interest in astronomy, you're invited to a public meeting tonight at the Ojibwe Nature Centre. That's where the local chapter of the Royal Astronomical Society of Canada is showing off its best photos and videos of the eclipse. Member Tom Sobocan says they'll also discuss another phenomenon in the sky, the Pons Brooks Comet.
If you're in a dark sky location, you can see it naked eye, and from inside the city, you can see it with binoculars. It may get a little bit brighter going towards the fall, but our members have already photographed it with their telescopes.
It's approaching Jupiter now, and the meeting gets underway at 7:30. The Tigers and Rangers have an afternoon game at Comerica Park today. The Tigers will try to even up their series after losing 1-0 last night. Later this evening, the Yankees and the Jays play. The Lakeshore Canadiens could wrap up their West Final series against Thamesford tonight. They're ahead 3-0. Game 4 is in Thamesford. And in the NHL, the Wings play the Habs again, this time in Montreal following last night's 5-4 win in overtime, and the Leafs are in Florida to play the Panthers. Sunshine with increasing clouds later on this afternoon. We'll get up to 19 today. Rain starts overnight. It'll be windy and 10 and 21 tomorrow with rain and maybe a thunderstorm late in the afternoon. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca. Okay.